Ahead of a historic election featuring the nation's first major Black female nominee for governor, officials in one Georgia county are considering closing the majority of polling places in a mostly Black precinct. A vote on the plan is scheduled for Friday. Critics claim it's a move to suppress Black voters. At a meeting last week, an official from Randolph County told community members that is not their intent.
We wanted to hear you. You all have accused us of something we haven't even done.
No.
We have not decided. One or two have made their mind up that they know what's in our mind. They do not. We have not decided.
But in a state notorious for minority voter suppression, many county residents are against the plan to close 7 of the county's 9 polling stations. Here's one Randolph County resident speaking at last week's meeting with the elections board. This audio comes from CBS affiliate WRBL.
We might as well get ourselves and get our act together with ACLU and get ready to file a lawsuit. Because there have been decisions that have already been made.
Rose Scott is a journalist and host of WABE's Closer Look. Hi, Rose.
Matt, what's going on?
Oh, well, we're talking about Randolph County. Can you tell us what the stated reasoning behind this proposal is and where the idea came from to close the polls in Randolph County?
Surely I can, Matt, but I want to back up a little bit because I think it's important for folks to know, you know, Randolph County is just about 160 miles southwest of Atlanta, so it's down in the southern part of the state. And like a lot of rural areas, you know, when it comes to polling locations, they may not necessarily be close like it is in an urban area like here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So there was a proposal made by an election consultant, a man by the name of Mike Malone, to close 7 of the 9 polling locations. And his reason, as he stated, was that the polling locations were not in compliance with the American Disabilities Act. And therefore, he had suggested his recommendation was to close 7 of these 9 polling locations. And Randolph County is a very rural county, has about 2 cities in it. But that closing those locations, as the ACLU of Georgia and other organizations see it, would heavily impact African-American voters.
Officials from Randolph County Elections Board said the plan is not intended to suppress Black voters, but can you give us a sense of what the demographics are like in Randolph County?
Well, Randolph County is just about 7,700 people, and it is, I won't say overwhelmingly African-American, but the higher percentage there is African-American, but also just not African-Americans. I don't think that people are going to focus on that, but also understand we're talking about a rural population here. We're talking about a rural area. So whether you're African-American or white or what have you, I think the issue is that closing these polling locations, closing 7 of these 9 polling locations is problematic for anyone. But because this county is primarily African-American, I believe that's why the ACLU of Georgia and other organizations are concerned.
And the concern is that it would take quite a long time for people to drive to a new polling location. And also, I imagine they might not even know that their polling location that they're accustomed to going to has been closed. Are those the issues in terms of impacting the ability of people to vote?
In my conversations with Andrea Young, daughter of civil rights icon Andy Young, who is the executive director of the ACLU of Georgia, made a very good point, I think, in that when you talk about rural communities like this one in Randolph County, everyone doesn't have access to a vehicle. And she also said that closing these locations would mean for some people driving 15 miles or more, or trying to get 15 miles or more to the next polling location. And that is problematic.
Now, the backdrop to all of this is the governor's race, and you have Democrat Stacey Abrams, who would be the first female African-American governor in the country ever, and then you have Republican Brian Kemp, who's the Secretary of State, who recommended the elections consultant who came up with this proposal. Can you give us the dynamics of the gubernatorial race that's the backdrop for all of this?
Well, I think it's important to note that according to Secretary of State Brian Kemp and his office, they did not recommend Mike Malone per se.
Okay.
There was an official from Secretary of State's office, from Brian Kemp's office, who recommended that they find somebody. We had a message from Secretary Kemp's office saying that he in no way had any authorization over this matter. However, records do show that Mike Malone did make a small contribution to Brian Kemp's campaign.
And what is Democrat Stacey Abrams saying about this whole controversy?
Well, Stacey Abrams for a long time has been an advocate of trying to prevent voter suppression. I mean, it's something that she was doing when she was a House Minority Leader here in the Georgia legislature. And it's something that a lot of, you know, civil rights organizations have been fighting for a long time. As you know, there were calls for Secretary of State Brian Kemp to step down while he was running for office. He found that not to be helpful or productive, and so he has remained in his position.
Does Randolph County have a particular history with voter suppression?
I can't speak to that, Matt. What I can speak to is that if you look up voter suppression in the South, the history of it is clearly there. I don't think anyone would deny that. And then since you've had what some call the gutting of the Voting Rights Act, when situations like this arise, you have a lot of civil rights organizations that are saying, look, this is something that's been happening. This happened, you know, decades ago. And by their admission, they're still fighting the same fight.
You're the host of Closer Look in on WABE in Atlanta. What are your listeners saying about this whole controversy? What are you hearing from them?
Well, what I'm hearing from listeners through emails and social media is that they are concerned that all of this is happening right before a very, very big election taking place in November. It could be historic for the state of Georgia. So anytime there's any problems or anytime there's something that doesn't look right as relates to voting, and particularly in a state like Georgia that has a history of voter suppression, I think a lot of people are concerned.
Rose Scott is a journalist and the host of WABE's Closer Look. Rose, thank you for covering this issue and for giving us your insights.
Thank you, Matt, for having me.